he's showing you?
Frankie's, you know, he's like Mr. Reliable. You know, all off season, all training camp, the guy, I mean, every time he's out there, knows what he's doing, makes plays. And he showed it in the preseason, you know, these last couple games, same thing when his number gets called. He's been ready and beyond that, you know, he's going out there and he's playing aggressive and cutting it loose. And he's a guy that, you know, he knows all the positions. We move him around, and I think I know in the quarterback room, he's demanded a lot of respect because of the way he goes about his business. So
Andy talked about the offensive line, five best guys will play, and a lot of movement on the offensive line with players. How does that affect the quarterback?
It doesn't. I mean, that's the way it always is. I mean, why wouldn't you play your five best? So I think that's every team's mentality.
But not that steady group that you can kind of get in sync with, you know?
Well, hopefully that's the five best. I mean, that's the way it always is, I think. But, yeah, I mean, there's always moving parts for a lot of different reasons, you know? Injuries being the main one. It's a tough place to play up front, and then those guys get banged up, so you got to have usually more than five. You know, I don't know if I've ever played a season with just five. It's the nature of the game. So guys got to step in, and they have to work as a group. It has to be cohesive, and I really feel like quarterbacks are part of that. But that's all through communication. But really, when the next guy's in, I'm not thinking about that by any means. You know, really, us together as a protection unit, run game, pass game, have to be on the same page. So,
knowing the inexperience, though, of this group, do you do something more as a quarterback to make up for that?
No, I don't. I mean, honestly, when I'm out there playing, I mean, you know, protection is important as far as communication goes, and that O-line and myself are thinking the same thing. But once the ball snapped, you put your trust in those guys. You know, and my job is to complete footballs, and that's it. And I'm worried about what I have to do. I'm certainly not thinking about those guys up front. So that's the way it goes. And certainly not doing anything extra. You know, me and Rodney been together now for a little while, and feel good with that. And he handles a lot of that stuff up front with me. So feel like we're on the same page for the most part.
What do you want to accomplish on Saturday or Friday night or whatever tonight it is, Saturday night?
Score some touchdowns, win the game. I mean, you know, you love to go out there and you'd love to have success every single play, and that's our goal. I mean, that's what we're striving for. Is that the reality always? No. That's what we're striving for, is every single play to go out there and execute and be successful. You know, but with that, as an offense, our job is to, you know, move the ball and put some points on the board. And, you know, last week, you know, struggled in the red zone for a lot of different reasons. So this week would be nice to, you know, be able to capitalize on some of those drives.
Dwayne? Alex, like the third game, the third preseason game is the one that you guys really want to hit your peak at. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's different for every team. I mean, I can't, you know, specify, but the way we've set it up, yeah, I mean, we've treated this as a game week, and the way we're working through it. And so, yeah, it is the next step in the progression, certainly. You know, we've had our hands on the game plan a little longer than normally for these preseason games, so certainly you would expect a little better, you know, control of the game plan, you know, come game day.
Have you ever been to that point where, like, okay, week three preseason, all right, we're done. We can just take the fourth game off and nothing, you know, feel completely comfortable going into the regular season. Have you ever gotten to that point or not?
It's never good enough. I mean, you're never content. You're always striving to get better at something. There's always something. No. So, and it's always different. Every year is different. And so, you know, didn't know what to expect. And so, this week is to go out there and play and win and play well. Not even thinking about next week yet at this point. So, but no, there's always something.
Dwayne Bowe's not going to play the first week of the regular season. He was a huge part of the game plan, it seemed, against Carolina. How much does that limit what you guys can do if he's not in there?
Yeah, I mean, when you're that caliber of player, you're always going to be a focal point of the game plan. It's tough. I mean, you know, obviously we're going to miss him, but you know, to be honest, I'm excited for those next guys. Feel confident in what those guys can do. Excited for them. Obviously, we're going to miss Dwayne tremendously, but it's the nature of the game, and we gotta roll. We gotta go, and we gotta make plays, and we gotta execute in the perimeter, and we're all part of it. So, but definitely excited for those young guys that are gonna get an opportunity.
So it's just next man up, nothing changes.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, I mean, we can't do anything about it now. I mean, it's outside of our control. Like I said, we're gonna miss Dwayne, but you know, we gotta go, gotta get the W, find a way.